Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what does desmazalado mean, and where does the word come from? The Royal Spanish Academy is the official institution responsible for overseeing the Spanish language. It was founded in 1713 and since then has established rules for the spelling of Spanish and published 23 editions of its authoritative Dictionary of the Spanish Language. In 1951, the Association of Academies of the Spanish Language, ASALE, was created, incorporating the 23 academies of Spain, the Americas, the Philippines, and Equatorial Guinea. In recent years, elements of the varieties of Spanish that are spoken in these countries have been incorporated into the official dictionary. The Academy has also recognized the importance of preserving Ladino, the language spoken by the descendants of the Jews who were expelled from Spain in 1492. In 2015, 8 corresponding members, specialists in Ladino, were elected to the Academy, and in February of this year, an academic convention of Judeo-Spanish was held in Madrid. The objective of these meetings was to create an Academy of Judeo-Spanish, headquartered in Israel, which would become the 24th member of the Association of Academies of the Spanish Language. Professor Aura Rodriguez Schwarzwald is a renowned specialist in Ladino. She's Professor Emeritus of Hebrew and Semitic Languages at Bar-Ilan University in Israel and has been a visiting professor at the University of California, Harvard, and Oxford, among others. From 2001 to 2007, she was president of the Israeli Linguistic Society and has been on the editorial board of several professional journals in Israel. She's written numerous scientific articles and books in Hebrew and Ladino, and is one of the 8 corresponding members in Judeo-Spanish elected to the Royal Spanish Academy. Professor Schwarzwald attended the convention of Judeo-Spanish in Madrid and spoke with us about the language and the creation of the National Academy of Judeo-Spanish. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. You're a specialist, among other things, in Judeo-Spanish. Can you first explain to our listeners exactly what Judeo-Spanish is? Because I think people don't really know the term. Mm-hmm. And if there's a difference, if you say Judeo-Spanish or Ladino or Judesmo.
Judeo-Spanish is this language used by the Jews who were exiled from Spain and settled in the Ottoman Empire, in all the countries of the Ottoman Empire, and in North Africa. They settled and they developed the language which retains many of the features of medieval Spain, but it developed independently and borrowed many words from Hebrew, from Turkish, from Greek, and from other languages.
Do you know about how many native speakers there are in the world and where they're located?
Native speakers their numbers deteriorate these days. But there are many who know the language, understand the language, and can read the language and know about it. According to the estimates given in the session before, there are about 200 to 250 people in Israel who know somehow, to a certain degree, they know the language, and there are about the same amount around the world, in Turkey, in Greece, in France, in the United States, and so on.
250,000.
Right, 250,000, sorry.
The speakers who are in Israel, where are they from? Do you know?
Many of them are from Turkey, from Greece, mainly, but there are also from Serbia, from Bulgaria. Some of them traveled through Egypt, came back to Israel, from France, from Belgium. We have a variety of people, but most of them are from the formerly Ottoman Empire.
Is there an interest in the general public? Are there many students who are studying Judeo-Spanish?
There is an interest, and people do come to study at the universities. They come to study Judeo-Spanish. Some of them are of Sephardic origin. Some of them are not. So you have also Ashkenazi and from Arab-speaking families that come to study Ladino at the university. And we have graduate students, that some of them are of Sephardic origin, some of them are not, and they do nice works on Judeo-Spanish.
Has there been an upsurge in activities in Israel in Judeo-Spanish, such as theater, literature, or people writing in
yes.
Judeo-Spanish?
Yes. First of all, I want to mention something that was not mentioned before, Akhi Yerushalayim, that was established by Moshe Shaul, was a journal published twice a year, all of it published in Judeo-Spanish. There is creation in Judeo-Spanish by poets like Margalit Matityahu. She writes Judeo-Spanish poems and equivalent to Hebrew poems. They're not exactly translated. And Avner Peretz, too, writes poems and published them. Eliezer Papo was mentioned. He wrote about something in Sarai. I forgot the name. A whole novel in Judeo-Spanish. There are some activities like the children's songs that were published, and they are translated from Hebrew songs, like Me'achorei ha'ya'ar 1, 2, 3, Después de la montaña, 1, 2, 3. Some popular children's songs are translated into Ladino, Judeo-Spanish, and there are other activities in Israel. A man wrote a Parashat HaShavua, the explanation of the weekly portion from the Torah, from the Bible. He wrote it in Ladino. And some people write their memoirs in Judeo-Spanish, and they publish it. Of the fifth president of the Israeli state, Yitzhak Navon, he wrote a theater play named Bustan Sfaradi, which is a Sephardic garden, orchard. And in it, there are many Judeo-Spanish expressions, many songs, Judeo-Spanish songs, and it's very popular. It runs over and over for years in Habima, in the National Theater of Israel. Some theatrical groups come from Turkey to Israel, and they attract people. There are singers who sing and in Judeo-Spanish, and they also attract audiences, various audiences. There are several companies, we can call them companies in Israel, that meet once a month on a regular basis. For instance, I belong to a group that meets the first Monday of every month. We meet in Bet Avot Rekanati in Petach Tikva, and everybody speaks there Judeo-Spanish. There are more activities, and people like to... I receive every day invitations of activities in Judeo-Spanish in Jerusalem, in Cholon, in Rishon LeZion, in many cities, where one group is called Moabet. Moabet is a Turkish name for a conversation. Just Moabet is a meeting for conversation. So people meet and do come for these activities.
In the schools, do kids learn about all these Jewish cultures that form Israel, or is there still a very strong emphasis on Israeli and Hebrew?
There is a strong emphasis on Israelis and Hebrew and being one nation, but today they're more open to other cultures, and sometimes in schools they have an evening or an afternoon of machle amim, the food of communities, where everybody brings from home, from the traditions of cooking in at home. Or they discuss various traditions that occur in, for instance, on Pesach. Not everybody celebrates the same customs, so they bring these and they're more open to these traditions. I remember when I was a kid, the kids in school told me that they stole the afikoman. And that was not my tradition, because in my tradition, my grandfather put the afikoman on a large white napkin, and each of the children carried it on his shoulder for part of the Seder. Nobody stole it. I mean, it was something unbelievable. So, yes, there is an openness for these traditions. I can also add that in yeshivot, the religious schools, that the students live in dormitories, they send the kids, which are not Ashkenazi, home on high holidays and on special holidays, in addition to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because the prayers are somehow different. And they, for years, they kept them in the dormitories. But they changed it many years ago, and each child can go and practice his own tradition.
Tell us where your own interest in Ladino comes from and some of the work that you've done in this field.
I come from a Sephardic family. My main name is Rodrigue. My father is from Turkey. My mother is from Greece. They met in Israel. That's where they married. And I was born in Israel. When I was 2 years old, my grandparents came from Turkey. They didn't understand a word of Hebrew. And they lived with us for a few years. And I learned from the language from them. And I could speak it with them, and that's where my interest arose. I did my BA, my MA in Hebrew language, Hebrew linguistics, and I did my PhD in linguistics in Austin, Texas, but I decided at that point that I want to study and to make research in Judeo-Spanish. So the first thing was to make the connection between Hebrew and Ladino, the Hebrew words that were absorbed in Judeo-Spanish, and they are meaningful. For instance, you have the word desmazalado. Desmazalado is des, not mazal, and ado, which is an adjective form. Desmazalado is like the schlimazel in Yiddish. Poor man, miserable man. Chenozo is a gentle person, a nice person. Chen, which is grace. And ozo, chenozo, was formed like that. And many other words were absorbed in this way in Judeo-Spanish and are used every day. People don't even think that they're from Hebrew.
Linguistically, that's very, very interesting.
That's right. That's what I thought. That's what I was working on. My father used to say afilo in his, to the Spanish speak, he would say afilo, afilo. That's afilo in Hebrew, even though. And it was part of the language. Or machama. Machama is because of. It was used as part of the Judeo-Spanish language. So I started with the Hebrew words, and then I discovered a few Pirkei Avot, the Ethics of the Fathers, which is a Mishnah tractate translated into Ladino. I started collecting all the versions, and I published a book about the Ladino translations of Pirkei Avot. Then I moved to the Haggadot, the Passover Haggadot. There are many Passover Haggadot, and they're translated into Ladino, and there are variations according to place and time and location. The recent book I published was a women's Siddur, which was published around 1565, very close to the expulsion from Spain. Mm-hmm. It was all written in Ladino. There is no Hebrew. Even Shema Israel is written in Ladino. Oye Israel, Adonai nuestro Dios, Adonai uno. Everything is translated. It's like a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is the codex of rules that Jews follow, and written by Yosef Caro, Rabbi Yosef Caro, immediately after the expulsion from Spain. And in this Siddur, the author, who translated also Shulchan Aruch, he called it Shulchan Apanim, in this Siddur, he gives all the instructions for women, how to pray, when to pray, what to do, how to do, everything. Mm. Even Seder Pesach, they can do by themselves. So this is the kind of works that I do.
In 2015, the Royal Spanish Academy decided that Judeo-Spanish would be officially represented by choosing 8 academic correspondents, you're one of them, mm-hmm. who are experts in this language and all live outside of Spain, mostly in Israel. What is your relationship to the Royal Academy, and what do you do with the Royal Academy?
Well, I was using the products of the Royal Academy, of the Spanish Royal Academy, before I was elected. The dictionary that the Royal Academy published online is a wonderful thing. In addition, I use all the time the Corde. Corde, it's the corpus of all the Spanish texts. I look for a word. I ask if the word exists in previous texts, and I find all the occurrences of these words in where they appeared, in which countries, in what areas, in what years, in what publications. That's wonderful. This was my first time in the Royal Academy here. I was not here before. I was in Madrid many times. I visited the CSIC. I visited CSIC. I participated in conventions there, but I've never been in the Royal Academy, in the house, in the wonderful structure. This was my first time. The connection with me was through the email and the internet.
Can you tell us about the purpose of this convention and who is attending and what are some of the topics that you've discussed?
Yes. Except for David Bunis, who didn't come, all the correspondents came. In addition, 3 people from the National Association for the Study of Ladino and Its Culture. They were Ruth Fine is a correspondent, but she's not related to Ladino. Mm-hmm. She's not related to Ladino. And there were other people from the community, from the from the Jewish community, from people interested in the activities here.
One of the traditional functions of the Royal Academy of the Spanish Language has been to define what is correct Spanish, and for many years other varieties of Spanish were sort of in a secondary position. They were not really considered in let's say, the dictionary. Right. Until very recently, they've made a dictionary of all the Spanish varieties. And so my question is this. One objective of this convention is to move forward in the creation of an Academy of Judeo-Spanish, which I think is in the works. So if the idea is to form one Academy of Judeo-Spanish, how will you incorporate all the varieties? Because in each country where it's been present, certain elements of the native language have come into Judeo-Spanish. So how are you going to work with that?
Look, there are some forms that I think should be incorporated in the dictionary. I mentioned it yesterday in my talk. For instance, negro is black in Spanish. In Judeo-Spanish, negro is bad. Preto is black. It's borrowed from Portuguese, but it is a Spanish word. It is incorporated in Judeo-Spanish. A word like ambezar. Ambezar is for teaching or learning. Is used in Judeo-Spanish, which is related to avisar and Spanish. I think these words should be incorporated. Look, the word desmazalado that I mentioned before does appear in the dictionary because Cervantes used it. In Don Quixote, the word appears. And it's used as a Judeo-Spanish word. I mean, in the dictionary, it appears as a Judeo-Spanish word. I think other words should be incorporated because they have the, most of them has the Spanish root. Maybe they wouldn't include a word like chaber, quechaber. Quechaber is what's new, what's new.
It's like KI in Spanish, I guess.
Yes, but kechaber is what's new. KI is what's happening. And kechaber is what's new. Chaber is a Turkish name, a word. So maybe a Turkish word shouldn't be included, incorporated. But I think other words that has Spanish origin could be incorporated. The word for zanahoria is safanoria. They're both from Arabic, somehow borrowed from Arabic, but in Judeo-Spanish it appears in this way and in Spanish in another way. I think they should be incorporated in the dictionary of the Royal Academy with a mention that it is Judeo-Spanish.
Where will the headquarters of this new academy be?
It could be in any place. It doesn't have to be in Jerusalem. It could be in other places as well, because it is an independent unit which will be connected somehow to the national authority of Ladino and its culture. But it's going to be independent.
Are there any other conclusions of this convention that you would like to mention, aside from the creation of this academy?
Yes, we need to work a lot in order to make it work, because first of all, we need a lot of money to work things out.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
The language is very, very interesting. It is related to Spanish. It is a branch of Spanish, and everybody feels the connection to Spain. So I think it should be incorporated.
Thank you so much. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.